is Sunday, and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversation, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and I'm in the studio with my beautiful, my anointed, my amazing wife,
Katasha Riley.
There she go. Listen, we're broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And today's special guest is Mr. Dr. Rocky Marshall. How you been doing, Doc?
We're doing fine. Now, listen, we ain't gonna fight today. It's Sunday. We gonna get along, but it's Marsh. Now, I always get that Marshall. It's okay. It's
Marsh.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna say that our special guest for today is Dr. Rocky Marsh.
Thank you for having me. Well, thank y'all for having me. It's an awesome day out here. It's a great day being Columbus.
Awesome, awesome. And the name of our Sunday conversation for today is simply crime prevention. I'm going to say that again. The name of our Sunday conversation for today is entitled Crime Prevention. Amen. Doc, how have you been?
Well, listen, I've been doing absolutely amazing here in Columbus, Georgia. Not being a native, I am ecstatic to be a member of this particular association and board for our city. I think it has great potential. It is doing great work, and I'm happy to just be here today to talk about that.
Awesome. You know, in conversation, I found out Dr. Rocky Marsh is my homeboy.
That's right.
He's from Mobile,
that's
Alabama.
That's right. Better tell him.
That's right. And I'm from Pensacola, Florida. And in case you don't know, the bay separates us.
That is. But real short drive, though, about 42 minutes.
Short drive. But, Doc, first question.
Okay.
What is crime prevention by definition?
Well, look, I think that's the perfect opening question for today's conversation. And it can, just to be correct, it can be a lot of things, okay? It can be a lot of things, but it's an all-encompassing term. When we are talking about crime prevention, we are talking about the total community engagement to reduce, remove, or lessen the burden of crime committed in our city. I know that's been on the top of minds of a lot of people for the last few weeks and months, and I'm happy to hear talk about solutions and talk about what it is and how everyone can get involved.
Awesome, awesome, man. That is okay. Now, my next question is, what is the purpose of crime prevention?
Well, let me be specific about the crime prevention board that I serve on.
Okay.
Because this board specifically does not set any policy for the city. And I think sometimes that term is convoluted and misunderstood. Specifically, what the board that I'm a member of, we evaluate grant packages from community organizations who are doing things that help lessen the opportunity for crime in our city.
Awesome. You know, Overflow Outreach Ministry, we receive crime prevention. And one of the things that, before you was on the board, mm-hmm. one of the things that they talked to us about was that you have to already be doing the work,
correct,
so to speak.
Correct.
So it's almost like, well, it is exactly like you do it out your pocket. We see you moving. We see you active. We see you have results. Now we assist you in what you're already doing.
That's correct.
It can't be a vision thing.
No. This is not the program where a startup, okay?
Right,
this
right.
is not the program. We need proven measures, because when you submit your packet, you need to include details what you are doing in the city. And when we are talking about crime prevention and reducing violent acts or anything, we definitely don't want to use that as a testing ground unless it is based off some statistical data that we have a probability of a good return of investment.
That's right. Yeah, like you want to say something, wife.
No, I was just thinking about what he was saying about what you said about a startup. And if people have even the idea of starting a 501c3 so that they can do a little bit more or receive a little bit more from the community to support them to go ahead and start up. If you are not a legit organization, find someone that is a legit organization to help you, or a grant writer to help you, so that you can apply for this grant. This grant has actually been a blessing to our community, mm-hmm. but also been a blessing to, you know, Overflow Outreach, for us to be able to extend our arm to our community and do the things that we need to do for our kids and for the families in our community.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because one thing that I have taken a great interest, a personal interest in, is one thing that our chair, Danny, did great this year. This year, usually we have received hard copy packets in review. Us and the committee would get together in the room, review the packets, talk about the merits. But this year, we did the first time in-person presentation of our community organizations, whereby that committee or representative would come in, speak very briefly about the points of their program. We would get to ask questions and get a better understanding of those organizations. But through that presentation, one recommendation that I had for the committee members and some of our applying organizations was to collaborate on their programs with each other, because sometimes what I notice is that some organizations who are doing great work have some areas where they're trying to improve, but nonetheless, other programs will come in present, and they are strong in those areas that other organizations have some challenges or some gaps. So why not promote collaboration with these organizations, because together they are definitely going to do more work in the city.
Awesome. I love it. And, you know, when it's in person, you kind of really get a feel for that person and the organization.
That's correct.
So I love what you're doing. Now, my next question is, how do you apply for crime prevention? Because there are a lot of people and organizations that maybe they're not 501c3 certified.
Correct.
And so how do you apply? What are the
requirements? So listen, that's probably one of the most important questions that I address almost on a weekly basis. Well, one thing is, there's a time period where these applications are due each year by the 31st of March each year. The board then in turn reviews the packet in turn. We get together around the summertime, evaluate the packets, and then present a recommendation that goes before city council for approval. So we ourselves don't approve packets. Instead, we make a recommendation for approval based off amount, based off the work they're going to do. To your question of the applying, it's actually online. The packet is online on the crime prevention site on columbusga.gov. And this is something that
Could you say that again? Where is
columbusga.gov.
Okay.
It's on our city's website. And we want as many organizations to apply. And that's one thing we definitely got to do better at, messaging and communicating, such as just being here, taking opportunity to go around radio stations, and just let everyone know. Because as much as we try to do about promoting, advertising, telling people, tell a friend, run and tell that. There's always one organization that just, you know it, they just don't get the word, and you cannot talk about this enough. But I can say that from every time we do an event or activity or interview someone, there should be something we learn from it.
Right, exactly.
One thing that I would love to do, one of our applicants actually made this recommendation in one of our meetings or interviews, is that when we complete the process for each year, is that we have kind of a debrief at the end of the process, so that organizations who applied may learn somehow to improve their packet, something they might want to add, or just better define themselves. And sometimes we learn something about ourselves as far as the committee, how we can proceed in a better manner to serve our community.
I love that, just like the military. Now, what is the max or minimum that you can receive from crime prevention? Or is there a max minimum?
Well, exactly. And let's not talk about max and minimum, because that's not how we kind of evaluate.
Okay.
And the reason is because the organizations applying actually put the amount they are requesting. And
okay.
They include a budget in their plan, how they plan to operate, their operating budgets. So we ourselves don't set a maximum or a minimum. Instead, we review the merits, their activities, and then provide a guidance based upon what they're going to do or how they plan to do it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, my next question, why was the crime prevention grant developed?
Okay. I was not here in the inception of the program, but I think it's an absolutely amazing idea, because we cannot tackle crime prevention alone or solely by one entity of the city. Crime prevention is not a police activity. This is more of a community engagement. So I'm glad to see the crime prevention committee come to fruition, because it is an all hands on deck approach, in my opinion, because you have organizations. It's easy to make a plan or suggest something, but it's different to adopt the plan of somebody who's on the ground doing the work.
Right.
They are taking care of foster kids, or they are doing mentorship program. They're the ones doing the work. So why not support the organization who are on the ground day to day doing the work?
Awesome. Now, this is, I guess, this is a segue to the next question. How important is it for the community to take part or take advantage of the organizations who are already receiving crime prevention?
And let me hear that question one more time, because I actually got a thought about that.
Okay. How important is it for our community to take part or take advantage of the organizations who are already receiving crime prevention?
The reason we need more engagement is because of investment. When you are involved in something, you are more invested in the outcome. I'm more likely to participate in a crime watch program in my neighborhood if I believe it would reduce crime in my neighborhood, or my block, or my subdivision, or the area. When more people get involved, I think more people are invested in the outcome.
I think one of the things that we learned from actually the experience of being in this program is that it is important for the parents to be involved, the families to be involved, especially with the young people that are in the program, because it's not just young people that are in the program. Some of the programs provide, you know, assistance to adults as well. So putting everybody coming together is one of those things that when we do like the book bag drive, the haircuts, and we provide things for the family, when we do things with the trunk or treat, it is the most rewarding things when we see all the families, the mom and the dads come out, and we're able to just network with them, talk to the kids and all of that. But we're actually building a community. We love when people know who we are as Overflow. But it's so important that they know who we are as Overflow and what we're doing for our community, so that we can serve them even when we off from work. We see them. So we're still serving.
So listen, you, as you were talking, I'm going to take a point of privilege and share a really quick story to stay on track. So I remember this one time I was acting up in school, right? Because you talked about parents and just made me think about something. I was acting up school, not really bad, but just enough, because I'm from old school. You know, parents get involved, they, you know, get a whipping of the switch. Or, and if you're listening right now, you don't know what a switch or a belt is, go ask somebody that's over there. I'll tell you.
It ain't a game.
So this one time, got a report, you know, got the repercussions from going home. And the next day, my dad showed up in class and sat in the back of the class. And the reason that I share that story is because when parents involved, you see a different behavior from kids. Mm-hmm. When they are present, they act differently. And they are more controlled. They are more aware. They are more restrained. And I think when more parents, some of the organizations are sports related. And some of the parents act as coaches in said sport. And they have a great return, a great engagement. And that's what we want to mimic for other organizations, where that space is available to get parents involved in some way. Because when you know, when you, especially for those who are available, if you, when parents are involved, even if my friends, and my friends' parents are there, I remember kids acting different.
That's old school. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Dr. Rocky Marsh, and we're talking about crime prevention. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute pleasure to have this young man in the studio. He has a lot of information for our community, so please pay attention. Now, Dr. Marsh, how can our community get information on some of the organizations who are receiving crime prevention? Maybe they can you volunteer with these organizations?
You know, that's something that we have not yet touched on yet, because it has to this date falling outside the scope of what we're doing as a committee. But I believe that is, I mean, you heard it here first, people. This is first out of my mouth. I think that's a great idea. Because one, it promotes, let's go back to the communication, right?
Yes.
When more people know about something going on, they're most likely to participate, make a phone call, try to be engaged. And I think if more people knew about these organizations, what they're doing, they might say, you know what, I got a little time on my hand. I'm available on Sundays or Saturdays or in the afternoons. I think, I need some help. I think that's a great idea.
You know, and the reason why I asked the question was because, you know, when we're out in the community and we're doing what we're doing, we always have people that ask, man, hey, man, how can I volunteer? How can I partner and everything else like that? And so I think it would be a great idea if maybe you had, like, you know, a website or something with all the organizations and, you know, whether or not the people can volunteer.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, you heard it here from the Overflow.
Yeah, there you go.
You heard it here.
So I can't take credit for it. I can't take that back to the committee and say, hey, I got a great idea.
That's right, man. Hey, man, listen, man. You go far with a team.
Yeah, you do.
You go fast by yourself.
That's true.
So for you, Doc, I guess this is a personal question.
Okay.
How important is it for you to give back to the community? Because you own this board, and that takes time. You know, you Dr. Rocky Marsh. I'm quite sure there could be a lot of other things that you could be doing, but yet you thought it not robbery, like I'm in church. But yet you thought it not robbery for you to volunteer to give back to Columbus, Georgia.
Well, so that's a loaded question. Let me start by this. I grew up in church, being at church, being on committees, junior usher board,
been there, done
the choir,
that. Yes,
you know, Sunday communion,
vacation,
you get out of church, you come back to church. But it, not only being in church, being volunteering in program throughout high school, JRTC, a lot of volunteer hours. So it's been embedded in me, especially after a career in the military where we were voluntold a lot of times.
Yes, sir.
But through the service, and that's the word I want to focus in on and to answer your question, is service. I am not originally from Columbus, Georgia, but I have taken to Columbus, Georgia to make home. So while I'm here, one thing we learned as a soldier, when you walk past something that needs improvement, if you walk past it, you just lower the standard. So if I'm going to be in the city, invest in the city, if I want my family to thrive, my friends to be right, safe, I need to do my part to invest in the city. And that's why I'm glad to be a member of this committee.
Awesome. Again, I want to ask another personal question.
Sure.
Where does your passion come from to help in the community?
And I'll tell you, kind of segue from your last question. You, after a while of military service, of just service, service members, or at least let me speak specifically about soldiers, because I can't talk about Marines, can't talk about Air Force.
Soldiers.
We like to joke with each other.
Hurrah.
But
hurrah.
Here we go.
Come on.
Here we go. Okay, Sunday. But soldiers know, they learn how to have a mission. And as a man, since you asked me personally, as a man, one thing I know, we need to have a purpose. And I think everybody needs to have purpose, but speaking personally as a man, we need to have a purpose in life. And sometimes that purpose may be in any scope. Mine has been in service, and I have thrived in that. I learned it a long time ago, and once I discovered it, then I just jumped into it, and it has been all gas, all the way, all success. So I continue to stay committed to service.
Well, Dr. Rocky Marsh, I can absolutely tell you, man, that the Bible says, let the greatest among you serve. So if you want to be great, man, serve something other than yourself and watch how the blessings fall. Now, my next question is, where do you see the vision of crime prevention, let's say next year?
Okay.
What vision do you have for crime prevention?
Well, okay, so that's a great question. And I'm telling you, in real time, so we've already finished evaluating packets for 2023, right? And at specifically at the end of this month, our committee liaison will be presenting to the city of Columbus, Georgia at city council, our recommendation. Because before I reminded you, we don't actually approve, we make a recommendation. So that recommendation is going before city council at the end of the month. And then we will, as a committee, have a debrief among ourselves. One thing that I have asked of my fellow committee members is to do two things, is that we take a more, that we evolve our approach, not just you submitting a packet, but we need to be in partnership with statistics of the city. Because if my arm is hurt, I don't give you medicine or something for your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we have the highest concentration of crime or a specific type of crime, then I believe we need to take a closer look at those programs that address what that that cluster is. And so what I see going before is that we take a more statistical approach, at least a recommendation for myself. If we have a higher concentration crime in a certain area, then what programs are we serving or approving that are servicing that area? If there's a community park, is there after-school mentoring in that area? If so, then I would love to have stronger support for that particular program to alleviate that problem in that area.
I love it. Now, Dr. Marsh, what are the duties of a board member that sit on a crime board?
Well, one, I think you have to be involved in the city, because it is, I would imagine it might be hard to come and evaluate and vote on programs where you're not necessarily aware and engaged in the city. So I think that's one. But one, we do have to attend the meetings. We do not only vote on our packages or take votes on packages, but we also do this. When programs are hosting programs, dates, events, we are giving invitation to these events, and we take it upon ourselves, when available, to be present and view these programs in real time. And that gives us a greater appreciation for what they're doing in our city. And I think that's probably one of the most valuable things that we can do as a committee member.
Awesome. Now, hypothetically, if you could talk to a mother or father out there with kids in the community, what would you tell them to get them involved in some of the programs who are receiving crime prevention?
Well, one, I'm going to take your idea and turn it into my idea. But, you know, I'm going to take your idea where we combine all of the programs. I think that's a great idea, that we need to advertise what those programs are. Because this is one thing that I have said in meetings and people and just in general conversations, is that let's say there's a particular program. You usually don't know that program exists unless you know the person, you're connected to them, and that's the thing we need to bridge more to get more engagement. We need to publicize these programs that are doing great or just in existence, because that is our gap that we need to fill. So what I would say to parents, one, stay tuned, because I think we need to evolve that idea. We need to promote it. I think we need to come to radio stations and talk about it more. I think we need to get on TV. And just, we need to be everywhere talking about these opportunities where our kids, our youth, and sometimes our adults can get engaged and get involved in these programs.
Awesome. Listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in a studio with Dr. Rocky Marsh, and we're talking about crime prevention. Now, Doc, I want you to repeat this. How do you qualify for crime prevention, and what is the site that you go to?
Sure. Well, one is go to our website, columbusga.gov. There is a tab for crime prevention. It's on the website. Their packet is a link. You click the link, download the packet, fill it out, and then submit it in. As far as being qualifying, we don't have like a per se a checklist. Instead, if you believe your program is impacting or improving our community, we urge and encourage anyone, any organization, to submit that packet to us for consideration, because we want to support those things that are doing great in our city.
Awesome, awesome.
One of the things that I just want to say is that we appreciate and we love some of the board members and some of the council men and women that actually come out to the programs. They have visited our program. Seth is actually the director.
Correct.
Over the program. He has been to Overflow several times, some of the events that we have done in the city, some of the commitments that we have made in the city as well, and just coming out and actually letting the kids meet some of the leadership that are making decisions.
Sure.
In our city is exciting to them as well. Not just us, but for them to be introduced to someone like yourself that is doing a lot in the community, that is a lot said when you guys do come and visit these children, especially the children. I don't know about the adults, but especially the children. And then they see you again, and that gives them an inspiration, because even though we are actually doing the program. You guys are doing the program as well. And so everybody have their part to make sure that this thing is ran smoothly so it could be effective in our community.
I think when we have that interaction, it's just yet another example of this is really just community. It's not just crime prevention. It's not a board. It's not a people. It's not a position. It's just community. And the more things that connect us and bring us together, the stronger we are at solving problems, issues, or just ones that just improve the city as a whole.
Amen. In closing, Dr. Rocky Marsh, is there anything you would like to say maybe we didn't cover?
Well, you know, the first thing I want to say is thank you for the opportunity to come here and talk about this today. This is very passionate about myself. I wish my wife could have been here because we got a wife. I didn't know I was getting interviewed by two people today.
Man, so, listen, Doc, I don't roll nowhere.
You know what?
Without my rib. Nowhere. I do
see,
not.
Now why you say that? Because my wife is listening. Now she's going to, you know, like, why you didn't bring me?
Power number,
no, so, sorry, baby. You'll be here next time. But what I would like to leave
she
with.
She sure will.
Yes, she will. She's going to listen right now. So what I like to leave the city of Columbus community is, listen, your city is doing great things. Don't lose hope that your city can improve and do great things. Our mantra is we do amazing, and we have to live that up every day. Some days we won't get as much amazing if we want to, but we got to keep trying. So every day, let this be a personal motivation for today. You won your best today, but there's always tomorrow, and there's always tomorrow and day after that. So keep trying to be amazing, and our city will be amazing.
Man, Doc, thank you for such an amazing interview. Anything you want to say, babe?
Yeah, go on that website, Columbus Does Amazing, and you guys can check out Overflow Amazing on that actual website that we did a couple of years ago, me and Gerald and Team Overflow. And we appreciate our communities for supporting us and supporting also the entities in our community that are doing such an awesome job.
Now, I appreciate y'all bringing me down.
Peace. Bye, y'all.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.